Alimony, or spousal support, is a financial obligation that one spouse may be required to provide to the other after a divorce or separation. It is designed to offer economic assistance to the spouse who earns a lower income or none at all, recognizing that one partner may have sacrificed their career or earning potential for the benefit of the household. The calculation of alimony varies by case and is based on several factors set by Texas state laws. The goal is not to penalize or reward one party, but to ensure a fair and equitable financial arrangement. Divorcing spouses need to be aware of how these factors may apply to their situation and how they may impact the potential for receiving or paying alimony. If you are in San Antonio and have questions about how alimony could affect your divorce, it is crucial to speak with a skilled lawyer. At Family Matters Law Firm PLLC, our team of knowledgeable San Antonio alimony attorneys may be able to explain how the law applies in your specific case and help you understand your rights and responsibilities. In Texas, the awarding of alimony is not automatic but is instead evaluated individually for each case. There are primarily four scenarios where a spouse may be granted spousal maintenance. Incidents of family violence. Spousal maintenance may be awarded irrespective of the marriage's duration if the spouse responsible for payments, the obliger, has been convicted of or received deferred adjudication for an act of family violence against the other spouse or their child. This offense must have occurred within 2 years before the divorce filing or at any point during the divorce proceedings. Duration of marriage and financial need. For marriages that have lasted 10 years or longer, a spouse may receive maintenance if they, the obligee, demonstrate 1. Insufficient property or income to meet their reasonable needs, and 2. They are either incapacitated by a disability, the primary caregiver for a disabled child which prevents employment, or they lack the capacity to earn an income that meets their minimum reasonable needs. Mutual agreement. The spouses may mutually agree upon spousal maintenance. In such cases, the agreement dictates the terms and duration of the maintenance, which the court can then order as part of the divorce decree. Sponsored immigrant spouse. If one spouse sponsored the other as an immigrant, the sponsored spouse might invoke the affidavit of support to request maintenance. The court may order the sponsoring spouse to provide support at least 125% above the federal poverty guidelines. This obligation lasts until the sponsored spouse becomes a U.S. citizen or has worked sufficient quarters to qualify for Social Security, typically 40 work credits. These criteria are outlined in the Texas Family Code, Section 8.051, and are designed to ensure that spousal maintenance is fair and appropriate given the specific circumstances of each divorce case. When spouses in Texas seek spousal support, certain qualifying criteria must be met before the court exercises its discretion. Once eligibility is established, the following four primary factors come into play. Prearranged alimony agreements. Courts in Texas generally respect and enforce pre-existing spousal support agreements between parties. Such agreements could be specified within prenuptial or postnuptial contracts or may result from collaborative negotiations during the divorce mediation process. Lifestyle and living standards. The lifestyle to which the spouses have become accustomed during the marriage is a pivotal consideration for the court. This factor ensures that the decision on spousal support reflects the need to maintain a semblance of the familiar standard of living, especially for a spouse who may have been financially dependent or out of the workforce for an extended period due to domestic responsibilities. Each spouse's financial independence. Evaluating the financial independence of each spouse is essential in the determination of spousal support. This includes a thorough examination of both parties' current and future earning capacities, educational backgrounds, employment skills, and the time it may take for the spouse seeking support to become self-sufficient. Marital duration and support duration. The duration of the marriage is a benchmark for deciding not only the award of spousal maintenance but also the period over which it should be paid. 1. Marriages under 10 years with family violence involved. The court may decree up to 5 years of maintenance, acknowledging the need for support amidst the backdrop of abuse. 2. Marriages lasting 10 to under 20 years. A maximum of 5 years of maintenance may be awarded, recognizing the substantial duration and potential for one spouse to have become financially dependent. 3. Marriages of 20 to under 30 years, up to 7 years of maintenance may be granted, considering the increased likelihood of significant financial entwinement and potential sacrifices made by one spouse. 4. Marriages of 30 years or more, up to 10 years of maintenance reflects the recognition of a profound, decades-long partnership and the corresponding financial interdependence. The statutory limits for spousal maintenance serve as a guardrail, ensuring that the payments remain within reasonable bounds relative to the payer's income, capped at 20% or $5,000 per month, whichever is less. This ceiling is designed to balance the financial assistance provided to the recipient with the payer's ability to meet the obligation without undue hardship. In Texas, the laws governing spousal maintenance are distinct in that they impose a cap on the amount that can be awarded by the court. Gross income in Texas encompasses various types of earnings, which can include, but are not limited to, 1. Hourly pay and any overtime. 2. Salaries. 3. Commission-based earnings. 4. Tips received. 5. Bonuses awarded. 6. Royalty payments. 7. Dividends from investments. 8. Income from self-employment. 9. Severance packages. 10. Pension disbursements. 11. Retirement fund benefits. 12. Trust disbursements. 13. Unemployment compensation. When it comes to the impact of financial changes on alimony obligations, individuals are keen to know how fluctuations in income or expenses can affect their situation. Whether it's the party paying or receiving alimony, understanding when and how the amount of spousal support can be adjusted is crucial. A significant change in the financial circumstances of either party can lead to a potential modification of the alimony order. For those paying alimony, a considerable drop in income or an unexpected rise in expenses could serve as grounds to request a change in the alimony agreement. On the flip side, if the recipient of alimony experiences a significant financial upswing, this too may warrant a review of the existing spousal support arrangements. In the state of Texas, the law allows for the modification of spousal support under certain conditions, as outlined in Title V of the Texas Family Code. However, obtaining a court's approval to modify an alimony order is not a simple task. The law stipulates that there must be a material and substantial change in circumstances to justify a revision of alimony payments. The exact meaning of material and substantial is not explicitly defined, leaving courts with a degree of latitude to interpret these terms when considering requests for modifications. Alimony is a critical aspect of many divorces, intended to ensure financial balance and fairness as both parties move forward with their lives. The specific details of spousal support are complex and deeply personal, hinging on the unique circumstances of each marriage and divorce. If you're facing the prospect of paying or receiving alimony in San Antonio, it's important to be well-informed and prepared. For personalized support and experienced legal assistance with your alimony concerns, please feel free to reach out. At Family Matters Law Firm, PLLC, our team of San Antonio alimony lawyers are here to help you understand your rights and to represent your best interests in all matters related to spousal support. Call us today at 210-997-2914 to schedule a consultation and take the first step towards a more secure financial future post-divorce.